I wanted to share that video with you about Dr. Mike because it fits well with what the Apostle Paul says to us in this passage a few moments ago for us, that God sovereignly puts us where he wants us. And there are things that are outside of our control, and we can choose certain things in life, but there are certain things that we have no control over. God's sovereign calling in our life goes beyond at times, and circumstances vary that we find ourselves in. This guy was a diver. This picture was taken just a week and a half ago, a diver getting ready to dive, when he noticed there was something else taking his attention away from diving at that point. This is, we don't know what circumstance we're going to find ourselves in. The next photo was taken at a golf match. In this situation, you have a golfer, Jason Duffner, and the rules official, Tony Wallen, looking on after Duffner's tee shot landed in this young lady's lap. Now, the PGA, what do you do with that situation? Well, they had to figure it out, and this lady, who meant to be an anonymous match, ended up being the center of attention in this golf match. We don't control all of our circumstances. We don't control all the things that happen to us, but we choose what we will do in those circumstances. Jeff leaves that up there every service here, and you guys, Jeff, we need to take it down, or they're going to be looking at this wondering how they did that without hitting her in the head. I invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, this passage that Frank read a few moments ago as we look together at this passage that reminds us of an important truth. This passage is put right in the middle here of chapter 7. We see Paul dealing with marriage, and both of them are callings of God in a person. Marriage, a call to be married, or a call, both can be a calling of God. But as we look at verses 17 through, just give you a brief overview, said it well, this passage is struck in verse 17 and in verse 24, the two outer passages, and then right in the middle, verse 20. What you have here, the pointing out that we are to remain in the situation we are called in. Each of those verses, 17, 20, and 20, in the situation we're called to. And then the verses in between, 19, and then 20, be the meat of this sandwich. And they really give us illustration to God's calling in our life and submitting to that. So as we look at this passage together, we want questions or interrogatives that Paul answers for us in this passage together this morning. Beginning there, read these words. Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him. This is the one in all the churches. Verse are two great truths. The sovereignty and the responsibility of man. If you notice, it says, nevertheless, each one should retain the place the Lord assigned to him. That word there is a word that means divide or... So what the picture is here is turns out, just as you parents do for pie into pieces, and you family members, and if you have small kids, you know they fight over the biggest piece. In life, God divides out to individuals, now over 6 billion on the face of this earth, the circumstances for them. In this particular, God is the one who gives out everything. Now, it's an important truth for all believers that God sovereignly chooses. There are things that you and I had. You didn't choose which family you would be born to grow up. You didn't choose your height and all of the things about you. You didn't choose your personality type. Largely, a lot of those things were given to you, and you didn't have any say in the sovereignty of God. He assigned that which he chooses. But it's more than just an assignment. It's more than just... simply, well, this is what I got, and you know, this is a deck. This verse, and it reminds us that this is also a calling that God has to. It's used repeatedly throughout this section, calling. In the language, we speak of vocation to a profession or what type of work we employment or whatever we do. But the word vocation comes from a Latin word meaning to call. Well understood, very really a calling. We're to uncalling, and the caller, of course. This passage reminds the lot that we have been given us to it. That means he's got a purpose in it. He wants these Corinthian Christians sovereignty in the whole issue of where you are in life, position God has put you in. God is sovereign, and there are certain things that we can't change, but there are certain things that we ability is mentioned here. Now, in the Version Bible, you read each one or retain the place in life that God. Literally in the Greek language, each of you should walk in the call. Not just a passive, well, I'll just... God's made me short. God's made me, God's made, you know, I just will put up with it. He's called you to this, and you are to walk into, you are to walk him. There's an act of God has called you to. Notice the last sentence of verse, rule I lay down in all. God is particular. It's important for believers to remember Corinth and God. Now he goes, his first illustration was, he should not become uncircumcised. Circumcised when he was called. Wondering, what's that all about? Circumcised here in the United States. You know, God gave 2 years ago. Well, he would bless Abraham. And then just a few, he told Abraham, your male to see you. So about their history, God's chosen people. And when they spoke about those who are circumcised, this man already circumcised when he was called to be a follower of Christ. Be a Gentile. Basically, that's what he's saying. The issue. He'd be saying, don't seek to be a white. Don't seek to be Asians, Latinos, on and on this globe. Not only in the United States, Dominican Republic 20 years ago, they valued more than dark skin and African American and also some Indian. Generally, dark skin more valuable. That, they being of less value. In the cane fields in the Dominican Republic, devalued skin were given more. Doesn't matter. The decision, uncircumcision, notice verse 9, circumcision is nothing. And the ex, what race, what people group, part of this tribe's race or that matters. That's the issue. What is the issue? Would tempt them as being something else. He said, you know, for young or old, of course. And we have small things, we want bigger things. We want $200. If we have $200, we want $500. If we have an apartment, we want a condo. If we have a condo, we want a house. If we have a house, we want a bigger house or a newer house or a nicer house. Or maybe we finally want to scale down and just live in an apartment again. But if we have a job, we dream of a better job, a bigger job, a closer job. What about a bigger office, or a better boss, or better benefits, or more challenge, or bigger opportunity, or nicer people to work for, or more vacation time? If we're single, we dream of being married. If we're married, Ray Pritchard says, well, you can finish that sentence yourself. But he says, the old Puritans used to say, God orders everything with perfect wisdom. Now, we're going to see, he goes on, and he's